27/3/16. My dear Mammy, I sent you a note yesterday with my address, but in case you didn't get it, I will repeat the address. 30 Casualty Cleaning Station, BEF. This is quite a new part of the country to me, and as far as impressions, gathered in a day and a half of wet and cold, go, it is a much more interesting district than any I have been in so far. A casualty cleaning station is, of course, quite a new experience, and I don't understand much about the working of it yet. This one has only been here a week and is not yet established in its permanent quarters. Consequently, we are in rather a muddle. The permanent place is a French hutted hospital, and the French have only recently left it. The huts are very good, and everything is substantial and well done, except the choice of the site and the sanitary arrangements. The site is bad because it is a wet and low-lying bit of ground. The sanitary arrangements are characteristic of the country, but our people are already on to them. There will be a good deal of work here as the wounded and sick of three divisions came this way. A casualty cleaning station, as you probably know, is the next stage from the field ambulance. It is situated far back from the fighting and on a railway, so that the trains can come up and empty it frequently. All serious cases are operated on and kept, if necessary, till they can be moved. As far as the risks of war enter into this job, I'm quite as safe as I should be at Marshall's, so you have no need to worry in any way about me. I had rather an extraordinary time at Boulogne, meeting within a few hours three men connected with the Bengal Nagpur. One was old Graves. Steenie will be interested to hear this. He is, for all practical purposes, a general on the railway and spends his time travelling up and down. He is more of an old dodderer than ever, and one couldn't help feeling sorry for him. A rotten job for an old man of 62. However, he seems very keen and enjoys his time off in Boulogne. The second man used to be adjutant of the BNR volunteers. He was on his way home for leave. The third is a traffic man and working in the base railway office. Best love and hoping you are all fit. Take care of yourself in this nasty weather. Your affectionate son, A.M. Leake.